brought to you by Penguin.
Fragile Cargo. China's wartime race to save the treasures of the Forbidden City. Written and read by me, Adam Brooks. For S. A work of art is an object, but it is also an encounter with time. André Malraux, 1935. Prelude. The Forbidden City. Peking, 28th of January, 1765. We begin in a silvered winter darkness, the air tingling with frost. Mounds of old hard snow fill the imperial courtyards. Great glistening icicles hang from the eaves of the palaces. The lakes are frozen over. The Forbidden City lies behind its towering, protective walls of ochre red. The halls and temples, gardens and alleyways wait, silent, suspended in night. At 4 a.m., a sign. Light from a candle flickers in the Hall of Mental Cultivation. The Emperor of the Qing, whose vast territories we today call China, is awake. The palaces stir. Imperial eunuchs, men castrated when boys, in long silken gowns, run to their posts, their reedy cries echoing through the halls. Wan sui ye jixiang, great fortune to His Majesty. Eunuchs rush from the kitchens to the Emperor's sleeping quarters, bearing a pail of hot water. The Emperor descends from his kung, the raised heated bed, and chambermaids bustle in to tidy his quilts. The Emperor washes. A eunuch brings shaving tools, wrapped in silk of imperial yellow, and shaves the Emperor's face, chin, and the front half of his scalp. The eunuch brushes out the Emperor's hair and weaves it into a long plait, in the Manchu style. The Emperor dresses himself. On this day, he puts on a gown of yellow silk, thick white silken trousers, and socks of white velvet. Around his shoulders he drapes a cape trimmed with sable fur. At his waist he fastens a belt of emeralds and pearls. He wears black boots lined with wool, and a fur cap of sable. Outside, in the pre-dawn darkness, a heated litter waits to carry him through the courtyards. Eunuchs bear him across the icy flagstones, breath steaming in the cold air, as their tiny lantern-lit convoy creeps beneath the looming palaces. These palaces have been the seat of emperors since their construction by a million conscripted labourers in the early 15th century. The wider imperial precincts are home to government and bureaucracy, but this, the Forbidden City, is the red-walled inner sanctum of the empire, a sacred core where none but the emperor's household may live and move freely. The emperor has many names. His family name is Isingyoro Hongli, which tells of his ancestry among the Tungusic tribes that dwelt in the wintry mountains and steppe of the region known as Manchuria, far to the northeast. Isingyoro Hongli's forebears unified the tribes politically and militarily under a common identity, the Manchus. In the 17th century, as the Ming Empire ailed, the Manchus swept south and proclaimed a new ruling dynasty, the Qing. Qing armies, led by Manchu generals, took Peking in 1644. Over the decades, the Qing has come to dominate a huge tract of Asia, from tropical southern seas through the Chinese-speaking...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?